This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has asserted that India has the right to defend its people against terrorism and will exercise it. Addressing the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Council of Heads of Government meeting in Moscow, Russia, Dr. Jaishankar said the world must show zero tolerance for terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
The SCO was founded to combat the three evils of terrorism, separatism, and extremism. These threats have become even more serious in the years that have passed. It is imperative that the world display zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. There can be no justification, no looking away, and no whitewashing. As India has demonstrated, we have the right to defend our people against terrorism and will exercise it.
The External Affairs Minister said that humanitarian cooperation is crucial in an era marked by climate change, pandemics and conflicts. He highlighted that as a civilizational state, India strongly believes that people-to-people exchanges lie at the core of any genuine relationship. The External Affairs Minister also said that India is willing to extend its considerable experience of heritage conservation in Southeast Asia to Central Asia. Dr. Jaishankar said that India believes that SCO must adapt to the changing global landscape, develop an expanded agenda and reform its working methods. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu today. During his visit to Andhra Pradesh, Mr. Modi will visit the holy shrine and Mahasamadhi of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba in Puttaparthitu and offer his obeisance. The Prime Minister will also participate in the centenary celebrations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba and will release a commemorative coin and a set of stamps honouring the life, teachings and enduring legacy of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Later, the Prime Minister will travel to Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu and will inaugurate the South India Natural Farming Summit. During the programme, Mr. Modi will release the 21st installment of PM Kisan, amounting to more than 18,000 crore rupees to support 9 crore farmers across the country. In Bihar, newly elected MLAs of NDA will meet in Patna today to elect their leader. All 202 newly elected MLAs from the 5 NDA parties BJP, Janata Dal United, Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas, Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha will attend the meeting and elect the alliance leader. The BJP Parliamentary Board has appointed Uttar Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Keshav Prasad Maurya as the observer for the election of the BJP Legislature Party leader. The Enforcement Directorate has arrested Jawad Ahmed Siddiqui, chairman of the Al Falah Group, under Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA 2002. The arrest took place following a detailed investigation and analysis of evidences gathered during search action conducted at Al Falah Group premises in the ongoing probe in an enforcement case information report. Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued an advisory to all private satellite TV channels regarding telecast of sensitive content related to recent incident of Red Fort car bomb blast. The ministry said that it has come to its notice some news channels have been broadcasting content related to alleged persons involved in a car bomb blast case, justifying the acts of violence as well as information about how to make explosive material. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall in places over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. The weather agency has also predicted thunderstorms accompanied with lightning at isolated places over Andhra Pradesh, Kerala, Mahi and Lakshadweep today. The Met Department said that cold wave conditions are likely to prevail over Madhya Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh till 20th of this month. International students' enrollment at US colleges fell sharply this autumn, dropping 17% as two new visa restrictions and federal policies took effect. And that is the end of this news bulletin.